Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Bank Social's very own Becky Reed and John Wingate. They're both here talking about the newly proposed DeFi Federal Credit Union, which is all based around the Web3 community. Very interesting and very thought-provoking stuff here from both Becky and John. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have a couple of folks here that are always pushing that proverbial envelope, and that would be none other than Becky Reed. She's now COO of Bank Social, and also her side hustle is Becky Reed as a Service, or Brass. So Becky, how are you? Good to see you again.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Mike, and I'm marvelous. Thank you.
Good to see you. I'm glad that you are marvelous. Love it. Love it. All right. And then right below us, last but not least, Mr. John Wingate, CEO, founder of Bank Social as well. John, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I am excellent. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure to be on with you, Mike.
Oh, likewise. Likewise, sir. All right, guys. You, as usual, you guys are always up to something, but it's always up to something good for the credit union industry. And I really, that's what I like about you two guys. And today we're talking about a proposed DeFi Federal Credit Union. So when I saw this come across my inbox and went, oh my gosh, this is really exciting. And to have you two behind this whole push is makes it even better. So I'm going to start with, who wants to go first? What is the proposed DeFi Federal Credit Union? John, you want to start with that one?
Sure, I could take a first stab about it.
You can add your two cents as well.
We kind of tend to just work together and just interflow with each other through the conversation. So, you know, a couple years ago had the idea that American credit unions were the place and that we needed to start a credit union. I needed to start a credit union to really take advantage of this movement of decentralized finance and the whole analog finance, analog DeFi to digital DeFi. Really can't live anywhere except for American credit union. So started the process. They told me that I needed to find some excellent people in the credit union space. And I think no matter what we would have done, Becky and I would have crossed paths no matter how we started, the cards were written so that we would cross paths. And we just happened to cross paths while I was starting the credit union. And it really was born from there. And we ended up, you know, going through several iterations of what a workable model would be with the idea of, we're not here to create the next big credit union. We believe the future of credit unions is, you know, certainly there will be big credit unions. We believe that a lot of smaller credit unions with specific purposes have a lot of opportunity in this new world, especially with decentralized finance and loan participation and liquidity participation. There's a lot of mechanisms that work really well in this Web3 space. And we said, if we can build a model that is a template that can allow us to spin up, instead of just two or three credit unions a year, if we can spin up 30 or 40 credit unions a year, or even more than that, with this template and this model that utilized Web2, that could allow the regulator in the NCUA to more quickly partition a segment of NCUA funds and all this for insurance and get them on board quickly, then we've got a winning model. And we feel like what we've put together so far is certainly moving in that direction.
Okay, cool, cool. And my next question here is probably the most obvious one, and it's for you, Becky. So who can be a member of this credit or this model, so to speak, that you guys are talking about? Who's the proposed member of this proposed credit union?
So the field of membership for the proposed DeFi Federal Credit Union is associational. So our association is Black Advocates. Black Advocates is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is dedicated to educating credit unions, credit union boards, and credit union regulators about blockchain technology or distributed ledger technology, okay, i.e. DeFi or Web3. And so if you are a blockchain enthusiast, a distributed ledger enthusiast, and you would like to see more education happen in the credit union space, then you can be a member of Black Advocates. If you are a member of Black Advocates, you can then be a member of the proposed DeFi Federal Credit Union.
I see how it works. Okay. And so this could be, wow, this could be thousands and thousands of folks, I would think.
Well, right? Becky, we've also We've also extended the field of membership to the Texas Blockchain Council. And so they do have access to thousands and thousands of folks. They just put on the summit, which we announced the credit union at the summit, the proposed credit union at the summit. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to expand the field of membership through these types of associational bonds. And the TBC is the newest. We're very excited about it.
So what sparked this idea? Was it you know, blockchain as the foundation? I mean, obviously you guys are really, I mean, I know I've talked to you many, many times, both of you, and you guys are all in on blockchain and decentralized finance, all those buzzwords. So was that kind of the spark and you wanted to do something kind of a little bit different, kind of throw a curveball to the credit union industry?
No, it really wasn't that. The spark that did this was, you know, DeFi has been operating in such an unregulated way. You're starting to see kind of the fallout of this in the last year and a half, even as recently as a few weeks ago. The real kind of push behind this was, we need a place where this ethos of people helping people and people over profits can proliferate in a regulated and kind of compliant way. And when you look around the world, the best place for that to happen is really the American credit. So that's what spawned it. Until I met Becky, I really had no more ideas of what a credit union was. I really just saw this non-for-profit model that put people first and had the ability to operate in a collaborative way with other, you know, that's kind of how crypto works and that's how DLT works, is it's very collaborative and you have these ecosystems that are interoperable. And that's the core ethos of both the things. That's really what spurred it on. It wasn't until I met Becky that I understand all the nuances. And again, through several iterations, we kind of came to this final version or a working version of what we're looking at now.
Well, and having Becky's background as a credit union leader, you know, how did that come into play here, Becky? I want to share with me, you know, how did you, that side of your career, that side of your expertise come into play in getting this and helping getting this off the ground?
Well, you know, Mike, I have always been a technology enthusiast, right? Oh, yes. I'm always kind of looking at, I'm a curious person. I'm thinking about how technology plays in the credit union space and how that might plug into our vision for the future. And so when I started looking and studying about blockchain originally, and then as it moved into distributed ledger thought processes, I was like, wow, I look at this community and I see, for example, a decentralized autonomous organization or a DAO, a DAO. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is just like a digital credit union. Mm-hmm. And so I started to kind of see how this could reshape everything that we do. And I have said this multiple times, that it may have started with cryptocurrency, but it certainly doesn't end there.
Right.
And the way I viewed cryptocurrency was a disruption to payments.
Right.
And of course, cryptocurrency rides on a distributed ledger rail. And so that really was kind of what started me going down this road. And then when John connected with me and said, hey, I really want to start a credit union that kind of has the blockchain elements from an ethos perspective and from a technology perspective, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely where this needs to live. So like John said, we would have come together regardless, because I was talking about blockchain a lot and he was talking about credit unions a lot. And it was very funny. All the different people that we each would have talked to would have would have led us to each other. So it was a serendipitous.
Yeah. And your areas of expertise are very complementary to each other. So I think this works really, really well, obviously. My next question, and it's to you as well, Becky. So is it, and John, you can answer as well, but is this kind of like, you know, we hear about neobanks and the virtual bank, that type of stuff. So is this kind of like a neo credit union? Is it virtual? There's no like, you know, brick and mortar type stuff, or how does that work?
I'll start off by answering it, and then I'll let John kind of talk through a little bit about the technology and the cool things that we're doing there. So yes, it is a digital only credit union, meaning there is not brick and mortar space. Certainly there is a place you can come to, a physical place if you need to by appointment, but the credit union is virtual. But It is a traditional credit union in every sense of the word, meaning that it has regular share accounts. The financials of the credit union are exactly like any other traditional credit union. But what we have gone back to and what our thought process is, and John talked about this a little bit earlier, we believe that the future of credit unions is small, niche, and nimble. Okay. So we believe that consumers today and future consumers want a financial cooperative that caters specifically to their needs.
Cool.
And that goes back to the credit unions of old. That goes back to the original credit unions were started in a shoebox, right? Where you went to someone's house or you went to the HR department and the HR person took your deposit and wrote it down in a paper ledger. And those kinds of credit unions existed for decades. And so we are kind of going back to the credit union roots of a very specific financial cooperative that is designed to meet the needs of its very specific field of membership. I'll let John talk about the technology.
I can hear the tagline now, Becky, back to the future with Defy Federal Credit Union. So I like this. All right. This is,
That's funny because we did the back to the future thing at the NACUSO. Yeah. You know, I won't go too much into the technology. I'll just build a little bit upon what Becky said. You know, we recently had this epiphany, call it 6 months ago, of we're really just building out a digital shared branching model utilizing these new technology. Oh, there you go. It starts to resonate, right? So we start talking about things like open banking, digital shared branching. These technologies really kind of fell on their face in the Web2 world because the technology just couldn't allow for that. And really the institutions driving those ideologies don't want open banking. They don't want to collaborate and have open banking. Credit unions have already been doing open banking. The shared branching model is open banking. It just needs a kind of a refresh, a reset, technology driven, of course, to bring it into the place where we can start serving people with these traditional values, the traditional ideas, and the traditional model for a credit union doesn't have to be considered this new asteroid thing that's coming to destroy everybody. It's really just building out the new version, even to the point to where a traditional credit union can start to, alongside their core and alongside their digital banking, utilize these technologies without these expensive fees. That's really the underlying goal of everything we're doing.
Ah, nice segue there. Nice segue, John, because my next question was benefits and goals. I mean, how do you guys see this benefiting the industry? And then what goals do you guys have here to kind of wrap up here? Becky, what do you see the benefits and the goals from your perspective?
Well, the benefits that I see is showing this industry that being a small credit union is not a bad thing. Okay. That small credit unions can utilize state-of-the-art technology and it doesn't have to break the bank, so to speak.
Yeah. I like that. John, benefits, goals? You kind of alluded to it a little bit in your previous response.
Yeah, I think some of the bigger benefits are, easier liquidity, easier share of liquidity, participation in lending, participation in kind of new models where collaboration can be a key component, a differentiator from the traditional banking model, or even some of these neo banks that are coming along, even some of the apps like Cash App or PayPal. I mean, it's not just the neo banks that are coming as the asteroids. It's also these fintechs operating somewhat as banks. And so the goal is to position the non-for-profit financial cooperative as the preferred, the technology advanced operational entity of the future when it comes to financial services.
So where can folks go to find out more about Defy Federal Credit Union? So website, anything, Becky?
So the proposed Defy Federal Credit Union, there's a couple of things you can do. You can go to blockadvocates.org and you can become a member of Block Advocates. And Block Advocates members, of course, will be the first to hear updates about the proposed Defy Federal Credit Union. You can also sign up to get in line at defy.coop.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes.
D-E-F-Y.
DEFY.coop. Perfecto. Last question before I let you guys go. What's been the reaction from the, we talked about doing a whole interview on working with the NCOA on starting a credit union, which is just a whole show unto itself. But if you guys can be super brief here and like, what's been the reaction from the NCOA on this idea? Because this is not your normal, hey, we're going to start a credit union. This is something a little bit different here. So what's been the reaction from NCOA, John?
They've been, you know, my experience coming from the outside, different probably than everybody else on the inside. I've seen a tremendous amount of eagerness to allow for credit unions to embrace new technologies. I wouldn't say there's anything that we're doing specifically that they're like, oh yeah, that's great or that's not great. Generally though, their willingness, their acceptance of new ideas, their willingness to hear us out, the access that we've had to them, in my experience, especially at a regulator compliance level, it's been unprecedented. So I'm extremely a big fan and extremely impressed with the entire process that we've gone through. This is not just, you know, kind of lip service here. This is really, we've experienced this and we've gotten tremendous amounts of feedback. We've gotten, you know, just energy focused in on new ideas and, you know, delivering things like the opinions and the letters that they're putting out there to kind of keep people apprised of what's going on and what's happening. So I've been extremely impressed and grateful for the NCUA and their ability to kind of work with us and mold the future together.
Good news. That's good news from those folks. And Becky, being a leader, a CEO, a previous CEO of Credit Union Lone Star, and you've worked with the NCUA many, many times, I'm assuming. So what's been your reaction and working with them at this and getting their reaction as well?
They've been amazing. I have to be honest. They have been amazing with feedback, with questions, with support. They've been responsive. It's really been a pleasure to work with them.
That's cool. That's good news. Good news to hear. I'm glad they're open to new things. So for sure. And I think that benefits the industry as a whole as well. So, all right, guys, I know you have lots and lots on your plate and I don't want to keep you too long, but anything else to add to wrap up? Becky, any final thoughts on this one before we let you go?
The future of credit unions is small.
I like that.
You heard it here first, Mike.
Scoop. Good. John, anything else to add?
How can you beat that right there? We love you, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.